In the film Love and Death, comedian Woody Allen coined the phrase, 80% of success is showing up. Bill Gates Sr. has taken that phrase to heart and paraphrased it for the title of his new book, Showing Up for Life. Gates is the father of Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates Jr., whom his family calls Trey. Since today is Father's Day, we've decided to tap into the wisdom Bill Gates Sr. has accumulated in his 80-some years and find out what it was like to be a father to his son. Mr. Gates is in the studio at member station KUOW in Seattle. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Why do you call your son Bill Trey?
Well, he was actually the third William H. Gates Roman III, and as a convenient way to distinguish me, Bill, from him, his grandmother, who was a card player, concluded that the three should be converted to Trey, as in the third card in the deck. So that's how he became Trey.
Did you have expectations for him? I mean, I know all parents have expectations for their kids, but what were the ones you had for Bill?
I don't think we had expectations that were really that out of the ordinary. We, again, were very conscious of the fact that he was a very good student and he had this wonderful curiosity about things. But no, we didn't have any special expectations. So we had kind of high expectations for all of our children, I guess. But
yeah.
It should be understood that I do have two other children, daughters, who are really equally accomplished human beings who are very, very wonderful parents and community activists. So all three of my children are good products as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know what they say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Well, I hope that's true.
What qualities do you think your own father passed down to you that you still use today and that you've passed on to your son and daughters?
I guess in candor, my mother was perhaps a little smarter person than my dad, so I'd like to include her in this.
Absolutely.
In this piece of genetics. But all I really want to say is that, you know, I think maybe I had the benefit of somewhat above average intelligence about things. And they were both very conscientious people. Dad, very hardworking. He had a partnership in a furniture store, worked very hard, worked long hours, and I learned from seeing that.
It's interesting that your son and his partner, Paul Allen, I mean, in many ways, when they were developing Microsoft, they sort of worked as hard as your father did.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's absolutely typical of a startup business. Just virtually 100% devotion, both in time and energy.
Yeah. Do you take any credit for your son's success?
I guess I'm not inclined to. I think that whatever we did was just so sort of ordinary and normal that I don't think it's a matter of gaining credit.
Huh. Do you see your son in his children, your grandchildren?
To some extent I do, yes. Now, they're quite a bit younger, 14, 11, and I guess Phoebe's 8.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more to be observed as time goes along, but I definitely do see some of that very, very strong curiosity about things. So his children have inherited that.
How do you celebrate Father's Day?
Minimally. Although I will say that, as a matter of fact, this Sunday I expect to have breakfast with my son, who's on his way on a trip later. So I guess that's almost a high margin of formality that we've applied to Father's Day.
trying to get a meal together.
There you go.
Bill Gates Sr., his book, Showing Up for Life, has just been published in paperback. He joined us from the studio of member station KUOW in Seattle, Washington. Thank you, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition.
Directed by Robert Wharton's son, Ned, and produced by
Jim Kennan's daughter, Justine.
Dave Breslow's son, Peter.
Kimberly Adams, daughter of Albert Adams, Jr.
David Dunn's son, Ryan.
John Byers' daughter, Sarah.
Sean Donovan's son, Connor.
Kevin Malone's son, Eamon.
And Erwin Waters' daughter, Gemma.
I'm web producer Stephanie Federico, Bobby Federico's daughter.
I'm librarian Kay Molesky, daughter of Joe Shields.
I'm technical director and son of Mike Hunn, Burke.
Today's show was produced by Walter Ray Watson Sr.'s son, Walter Ray Jr.
And edited by Gary Bennett's son, Jeffrey.
And Lester Marcano's son, Tony.
I'm deputy managing editor for news, and Henry Seidel's son, Stu.
I'm Bill Miller's daughter, Jenny Bergall, senior editor.
And I'm Mark Kelly's daughter, Bridget, the senior producer of Weekend Edition.
And I'm Edwin S. Hansen's daughter, Leanne.
Happy Father's Day!